Bob King has a day job, but he hosts open mics at Tony's Restaurant on Thursdays. Today he's standing in front of Thomas Roberts' hair salon, playing some of his favorite songs.
Well, it must be beautiful for people to walk around town and hear a different song every 10 feet.
Ten or maybe 20 feet away stands Jim Terrell. Terrell's day job is music, and after an hour in front of the UPS store, he's off to play at a wedding. But he wanted to be a part of the first ever Make Music Day in New Hampshire.
And I'm hoping that this actually opens the businesses up to the ideas that they might be able to just have a local musician in, you know? Hopefully it'll be good for business too, you know, because that's really the idea, just as much.
The music has to compete with the predatory growl of motorcycles. Rebecca Lee, who organized today's event, said she forgot Make Music Day coincided with another noisy New Hampshire tradition.
This is pretty much how I imagined it would be, just a very organic thing with people picking a spot at random and just starting to play. I guess I hadn't really considered that it was also Motorcycle Weekend.
104 different acts were scheduled to perform, but dozens of other musicians just showed up.
When 11 o'clock hit and I first started walking up and down the street, I almost started crying because it was just so beautiful to see everyone come together like this.
Make Music Day got its start in France in 1982. The Fête de la Musique was designed to give kids and amateurs a chance to perform in a public space, even if they didn't know how to play but were curious. Under the music and arts tent on the town common, there's a kind of petting zoo of musical instruments, from ukuleles to trombones. 1.5-year-old Cole Robeson sits down at the drums. Next to Cole, 4-year-old Gabriel Sargent blows through the alto sax as one of the tent workers flutters the instrument's keys. Gabriel's mother, Nina, looks on.
There we go.
It's a great chance for them to just try things that you as a parent would sit there and question how much you're investing into something that, you know, if whether they're actually going to like it or not.
Around town, the Baker Valley Band runs through old-timey songs, and the street rats pump out accordion and washboard jams, and Meg Jocelyn sings along with her own original piano tunes. But when the crunchy Western boys start up, the crowd gathers fast and spills into Main Street, and one motorcyclist turns his engine off in the middle of the road to listen. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.
For today, we're mostly one.